The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Morsenzel, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Mosenzia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Mosenzia has garnered great reviews and even loved and enjoyed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Mosenzia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on over 40 podcast platforms heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music. Also on HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, Oldies Radio, and a few networks coming soon. Take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. For great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies, baseball gear. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMosenzia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMosenzia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, themikewagnershow.com, and make sure you donate generously today. She's back by popular demand. It's been about a couple of years since we had her on the show. She's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and coach, and founder of The Complete Herbal Guide, and empowered over thousands of people around the world with books, websites, e-courses, and podcasts, and more. She grew up with epilepsy, also around dysfunctional family, low self-esteem, and feeling of loss, and she began her healing journey in her 30s, and we'll give a quick recap about that. And she's also written The Complete Herbal Guide, The Complete Guide to Natural Healing. My Mommy Has Epilepsy, also Epilepsy, You're Not Alone, and more. And she's got three new books out to also talk about, latest podcasts, and some great updates live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios along the East Coast. She's back by pop demand. It's been about a couple of years, and ladies and gentlemen, The Complete Herbal Guide, we got the multi-talented Stacey Chalemi. Stacey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us once again. It's been a while we've had you on.
Yeah, good morning to you too. I'm so excited. I haven't seen you in a while. I missed you. We keep on touch on Facebook and I love hearing from you. And I'm really excited to be on the show today.
We did some series as well too, back a while, like, you know, hair loss, losing weight. And I think there's also, you know, treating for heart conditions and overall health and more. And of course, you know, the pandemic hit and everything. And, and of course, you're the author of The Complete Herbal Guide and entrepreneur, best-selling author. And you also began your journey in your 30s. And before we get to your, you got three new books called Epilepsy, You're Not Alone. You also got Empower Yourself, Don't Let Your Conditions Empower You, and also The Positive and Gratitude Journal. You just have a podcast. So first of all, just give us a very quick update on how you got started. And of course, you know, what's your latest on your journey as well, too. So bring us up to speed of what's going on, Stacey.
Sure. So, you know, when I was 5 years old, I had a simple like cold flu, and my mother heard some noise in the other room. She came to check on me and I was turning blue and in a grand mal seizure. So I was rushed to the hospital and I was induced into a coma. I had encephalitis and it had traveled to my brain. So when I was in the coma, they told my parents actually that if she comes out, she's probably going to be paraplegic or she will probably have severe brain damage. Well, you know, my father was praying by my bedside and he's from Greece and he was thinking about a statue in his old town that used to have teardrops coming down. And after praying, he looked up and a tear rolled down my eye and I woke up and the first thing I asked for was McDonald's French fries.
and a Happy Meal toy to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. I used to like those toys and, you know, we didn't care if it was garbage or not. We used to want those little toys. And, you know, I grew up with epilepsy. You know, to this day, they diagnosed me with epilepsy. They can't find the scar tissue damage in my brain. But, you know, for years, I had ongoing seizures, all different kinds. And it was rough. It was rough growing up. And especially when I got into college, it was really tough. Because as you know, when you're in college, you have that late night studying, the stress of doing well, getting good grades and so forth. So I was really having a hard time. I was consistently having seizures from the stress. And I decided to write an article to the Epilepsy Foundation. Back then, they had a magazine. It was a quarterly magazine and they published my article. And in that article, I asked people, how do you cope with epilepsy? How do you get through this? And surprisingly, I got 300 to 400 letters from people all over the United States and Canada, sharing their story, sharing their advice, giving me, input on how I could live life with epilepsy. And I'll tell you, I was really touched by those stories. And at that point, I realized that I wasn't alone because, you know, when I was trying to figure out and trying to find information about epilepsy, there was nothing. There was about 4 or 5 books on the bookshelf. They're written by doctors and medical terminology. If you weren't a doctor, you had no clue what they were talking about. And, so I used those letters as inspiration and guidance, and it helped me through. It made me learn that I wasn't the only one. It made me help me realize not to feel sorry for myself, that there are a lot of people going through what I'm going through, and some even worse than me. So, you know, after college, I got into the city. I had a nice corporate job. I got, you know, the dream job I always wanted that everyone would die for. And then one day I felt an aura coming on and I was walking in the hall and I fell down and had a seizure. And the producer walked over me and kept walking. And I was partially awake so I could see the gentleman walking over me. And I couldn't believe that he just didn't stop to help me. And then 30 minutes later, a co-assistant came over and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Stacy, but you don't meet the requirements of this position. We're going to have to let you go."
And that's an insult. Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, job discrimination was a big thing. You know, people got fired for lots of different reasons back then. They can't get away with it now in today's world. But back then, you know, it was a lot of stigmatism, a lot of fear. If people, you know, didn't understand it, they feared it and they didn't want to be liable for it. So, you know, I lost my job and I didn't give up, though. I was like, I was determined, you know, there's something out there for me. And so I started my own writing business. I was doing freelance writing, and then I had met this herbalist and he asked me to do research for him and write articles. And as I'm reading and researching and applying, I was like, wow, this stuff is really interesting. I think this stuff might be useful for me and my condition. So I started applying a lot of this natural remedies and alternative medicine and lifestyle changes to my own life. And my seizures went from 12 seizures to 9, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One, wow. You know, I got with a combination of my medication I was taking and using a healthy lifestyle and using detox in my body and doing different remedies, I was able to control my seizures. And You know, it was a long struggle, but, you know, I learned how to, you know, reassemble my life, so to speak. And, I started writing a book on different, like on a, how to teach others how to regiment their life, how to change their lifestyle, things they could do to help themselves. And, you know, as I was doing that, you know, I started to do, I don't know if you remember Blogger on Google. It was,
I remember those days. Yes. I think my wife was doing that. My friends were doing it. Carrie, I'm typing a few words. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Well, I was doing it too. And I started a little Blogger. You know, Blogger, for anyone that doesn't know, is like a little website that, you know, they gave out for free for people who wanted to start writing and write about anything. So I started writing about natural healing, and a lot of people were coming on and they were interested. And back then I had about maybe 400 people came on. I was like, wow. I was like, that's a lot, you know, for, you know, these articles. And so then I started working with a website designer, and he's like, you know, Stace, I can make a really nice website for you for your, you know, for your natural healing article. So I started a website, and the website just grew and grew and grew, and it got, you know, we have over 5,000 articles on there now, and, you know, and I still take off a couple thousand each year, you know, just to clean up the website and keep everything up to date. And, you know, we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who come on to see, you know, and learn about how to heal themselves naturally. And, you know, during that time, I also realized that if it could help me with my epilepsy, it could help people with lots of different conditions, you know. And that's what inspired me. I, you know, I work with advocated and helping people with epilepsy. And at the same time, I'm trying to teach others how to heal their conditions naturally and not always resorting to popping a pill and go over the counter or get a prescription. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes we need medication, but sometimes we could do it naturally. And by filling yourself up with prescription drugs or over the counter medicine, you might be causing yourself more symptoms, and it could be related to the medication you're actually taking. And then you go back to the doctor to say, hey, you know, now I'm starting to get headaches. I don't really feel good. They give you a prescription for headaches. And then you come back and say, you know, I'm feeling really fatigued and sluggish. And, you know, I just don't have energy. And then they write you a prescription for something else. And before you know it, you have a pharmacy of drugs, and they're all caused by some of the medications you're taking. They interact with each other.
It made me think of one instance where it's just like, I was reading somewhere, you know, someone came in for like a headache, and they give you medicine for this, medicine for that, and so it's like this big. And then next thing you know, it wound up being like, yeah, they're going for like almost an aneurysm. And nowadays it's like, I'm hearing complaints from people that you're only allowed to go in for like 10, 15 minutes. And by laws and regulations, doctors have to meet for like 10, 15 minutes. You'll hardly get to know your patient. That's the problem.
That is the problem, you know, and I would get upset when doctors would do that, because you know, it takes a, you know, especially now, it's very hard to get appointments with doctors, and you finally get your appointment, you go in there, and a lot of doctors will rush you in and out. And it's like, wait a second, I'm paying you. I'm, you know, whether your insurance is paying for most of it or you're just paying for the copay, you're still paying for an appointment. You're still paying for that service. You're entitled to for quality care. The only way to get quality care is for a doctor to sit there, listen, understand the patient, and communicate with the patient, and then diagnose the patient and work with you to try to find a solution. How do you do that in 10, 15 minutes? You can't. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. And that's impossible as well, too. And this leads to the leading of the Complete Herbal Guide and other books. We'll talk about just 1 minute. But first, listen to The Mike Widener Show at themikewidenershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking for a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Widener Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor, the Mike Widener Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in 4 countries, 2 strangers, 1 target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Z has garnered great reviews in Eve 11 and George by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson Z, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Weidner Show at themikeweidnershow.com on over 40 podcast platforms, heard in over 100 countries, including HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, Oldies Radio, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Weidner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Weidner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. For great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com and check out The Mike Weidner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books, merchandise, and more. And support The Mike Weidner Show with your generous donation on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikeweidnershow.com. Make sure you do so today. We're here with an entrepreneur, best-selling author, and speaker and coach, Stacy Chlemmy, here on The Mike Weidner Show. And of course, we'll be talking about Know the Time as well, too, and you know, why doctors are so important, and you can't, you know, go 10, 15 minutes or so. And this also leads, you're looking for care for a doctor, care from a hospital, to a complete herbal guide and complete care as well too. You start off with a complete herbal guide and complete guide to natural healing and more. And tell us more about those books and the complete herbal guide, especially put you over the top.
So, you know, my first book was Epilepsy, You're Not Alone. This is how it all started basically, is that after I got all those letters I was telling you about, I started writing a book. It took me a long time because between college, between having kids, I never finished it. And one day my husband said, would you finish that damn book already? You started it and you work on it a little here and there, but you never finish it. Finish that damn book. So I said, you know, you're right. I'm going to finish that damn book. And I took my experiences, all the letters and everything I learned on how to control seizures for myself. And I let other people know about it. And then one day I got an email and I opened it up and someone said, I found your book in Barnes and Nobles. I was on the verge of suicide. I read your book and you gave me inspiration to live. And they thanked me. And they said, I follow your regimen and you gave me my life back. And that's when the light bulb went off. And I was like, wow, how the words of wisdom can have such an impact on somebody's life. You never realize, but anything that comes out of your mouth to another individual, another human being, can have a huge impact, good or bad. So you always have to think before you talk. But when you do something to help another individual and it actually helps them, it's the greatest accomplishment in the world. And it was that moment when I realized that this was my true calling, not working in the city, not having a corporate job, not being, you know, some kind of, you know, special person, you know, drinking martinis on a Friday night and buying expensive clothes. My true calling was to help people. And that's when I realized that's my passion. That's my love. And so I started working, you know, I was already doing the natural healing. So I created the book. It took me about five years to write that book. And it was The Complete Herbal Guide. And I talked about all different herbs and all different, you know, supplements and different alternative ways of living, you know, that could help you. I explained what every herb did, the treatment, the precautions and everything to go with it. And then as time went on, I recently, if you don't mind me showing, I had written a book about empowering yourself. What I did first is that people were asking me to update my book. So I updated Epilepsy, You're Not Alone, and I created the new version of it. So I have a new version out that we had tweaked. And, you know, I updated it so it has all the current information to help people. And I also written a book about empowerment, because I think it's so important. So many people give up on life when they're not feeling good, when they have an illness or a disorder or a disease. You know, it's very hard to live with, you know, with any kind of condition in your life. So I wrote a book. It was called Empower Yourself. Don't let your condition empower you. And it teaches people, you know, I use it from my own experience, how I went from coping with my epilepsy and step-by-step process, how I was able to work on my self-esteem, because it knocked me down. I mean, at first I was in denial. I didn't want to accept it. And then I would look in the mirror and I would see myself not doing well. And I didn't like the person I saw. I was mad. I was angry. I was frustrated. Why does this have to happen to me? And I went through lots of different, you know, different stages in my life. And then I went and I finally, you know, I learned how to actually feel good about myself as a person. and actually, like the person who I saw. So I worked on my self-confidence, my self-esteem. I created short-term goals, long-term goals, and I learned how to actually, move forward in life and reach for the stars and reach for my dreams. And, I talk about positivity, the power of positive thinking. I talk about how important it is to have a gratitude journal, because a lot of people, we don't realize how lucky we are until something gets taken away from us. And then we realize that little things in life do matter. So I created like a positivity and gratitude journal. It goes with actually those two books, and it teaches people, we take for granted. We go outside, we smell the roses, we smell the trees, we have a cup of coffee, we see the trees blown in the air, we have our family, our loved ones. And sometimes we take that for advantage. We don't realize that we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, and that we need to live for today, and we mm-hmm. need to really, be gracious and thankful for what we have in our life.
Mm-hmm. Certainly indeed as well too. And you also have a book called How to Purify Water, and maybe a bit about that. And of course, there's people looking for ways to purify the water. And, according to most reports, that some of the water in some areas have really gotten bad too.
A lot of the water actually has gotten
Flint,
really
bad. Michigan, are you paying attention to this one?
A lot of the waters have gotten really bad. And the towns are required. They would send letters and they would warn people, please, do not drink the water, resort to bottled water. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, they're going to resort to bottled water. And then what happens when the bottles actually get warm from the sun? You have them out maybe and you don't have them in your pantry. And then if the plastic gets warm, it could put toxic chemicals into the water. And then also, what about when you take showers? Your pores open up, that water is going into your body anyway. So it's like, there are purification systems you can purchase, and not everyone has the money to purchase those systems. Those are expensive,
Oh my gosh, yes.
And you can get certain filters for your faucets, and they have a lot of those filters now for the refrigerators as well. But you have to be very careful. And I talk about in that book, I talk about, different things that you could do to help purify your water, and explain to people why it's so important. Like when you put toxic chemicals in your body, if your body doesn't know what those toxic chemicals are, and those toxic chemicals can be in the water, even healthy areas, they tested waters and they found a lot of impurities in the waters. And even a lot of these bottled waters, they found impurities in a lot of the bottled waters too.
Oh my gosh. Too many to count. My goodness.
Yeah. And, so it's like your body doesn't know what these chemicals are. They don't know what these impurities are. So they store it in the body. And what happens is your organs, everything becomes sluggish because the toxins are built in your body. They're building up. They're affecting your organs. They're affecting your body. You're becoming, and that's how people get ill, So it's very important to make sure that your quality of water that you're drinking, that you're taking showers with, is pure and as pure as it possibly can be. And be careful, on what you're drinking, and even drinks that have colored artificial coloring in them, those could be cancers. Although those dyes are put in just to make drinks look pretty, but they could also cause cancer at the same time. So, you have to treat your body like a shrine and really take care of it, because anything bad that we put into our body, will have effect with us health wise. If it doesn't do it now, it will in time catch up with you.
And certainly does as well too. You also inform people as well too about your books, about your courses and everything through your podcast as well too. And tell us more about that. And you also talked about you'll have an upcoming podcast as well too. Give us more about that.
Sure. So I had two people that I'm very close with, and they're both coaches. I am a health coach, a lifestyle coach, and an epilepsy coach. And Stefan, he is a epilepsy and addiction coach. And Liz, who I also work with, she is a epilepsy coach. So what we do is we created a podcast called The Healthy Group. And we talk about, we mainly have a lot of people with epilepsy on, but we talk about health. We talk about about lifestyle changes. We talk about, you know, how we have people come on the show and we talk about, you know, their challenges with epilepsy and how they dealt with epilepsy. And, you know, some of them have written books, some of them have their own advocating groups going on, and some of them have their own shows as well. So, you know, if anyone is interested in coming on the show and they have epilepsy and they want to share how they're coping with epilepsy, or they think it could help other people, we more than welcome them to contact me, and I would love to have them on the show. And I'm creating right now, as I was talking to you before the show, I am going to be creating a website, a podcast right now. I'm putting it together. It's called The Advisor, Stacy Knows. And I'm going to be doing a lot of things that are health related and lifestyle related. And I'm working to try to help people understand that they are alternative ways to try to help yourself. And there are a lot of things that you can do to help your body. And not, you know, sometimes we can't always help yourself naturally. Sometimes we do need medications. It depends on the person. It depends on the illness or the condition. You know, there's a lot of factors to go into it. But if we take care of our body and we do the right thing, you know, you can make your body, you could heal your body sometimes, and sometimes you could improve the health of your body, that you'll be shocked how you can get rid of a lot of the symptoms and a lot of the things that are occurring in your life.
Mm-hmm. And certainly do. And where can we find your podcast, and how do people get a hold of you? And most importantly, where can people get your books at?
Okay, so my books are on Amazon, and they're being distributed to all different bookstores like Barnes and Nobles, and I have them on my website. If you like to, you know, a lot of people now are ordering on the website, so I say just go to Amazon because you'll find them there, you know. I have all my books listed on Amazon. Also, my podcast should be coming out soon. I'm going to be doing a Zoom, and I'm going to be posting it on my YouTube channels. And I will also be using other audio and other ways of distributing the shows, so they become global worldwide. And if people are interested in, you know, if they have something health related, if they are an author, or if they are, you know, if they have a product, or if they have something they'd like to share, if they're a doctor or in the health field and they want to talk about alternative medicine and they want to talk about different ways of helping the body, you know, contact me and I'll be happy to, you know, work something and to put them on the show as well. You know, my thing is getting the message out to people, because my thing is people just don't know where to start. They're like, where do I begin? And that's the, you know, that's where I want to try to help people and show them this is step one. And from step one, this is step two. And this is how you could help yourself and kind of touch base on all different types of different issues, including stress, because 90% of illnesses are caused by stress. So, you know, there is so many things that we'll be talking about on my show. I'm very excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it.
And sounds great as well, too. What else can we expect from you in 2022 and beyond besides what you got, Stacy?
Right now, you know, my main goal is I want to do a lot of speaking events. Now that COVID is starting to calm down a little bit, you know, right before COVID, I was doing a lot of speaking events. And then when COVID came, we all kind of got into the lockdown and a lot of things got put on hold. But right now, I'm going to be doing a lot of speaking events virtually and also at different facilities and different places. So, you know, I open that up as well. If people, you know, want me to come and speak and teach them about, you know, empowerment and healthy living and how to empower yourself to overcome your obstacles, I'd be more than happy to, you know, work something out to help people, because that's what I really want to do right now. Is I'm focusing on my book, Empowering Yourself, how to overcome your conditions, overcome stress, overcome obstacles, how to, you know, get to release that inner strength that we have inside us. Many people don't realize that we all have an inner strength and we could do anything we put our minds to. Some people just don't know how to believe in themselves. They don't know how to get that inner strength out, but I want to show them how, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
And we're certainly looking forward to it as well. Stacy, we're here with entrepreneur, best-selling author, Stacy Chalemi, here on the Mike Wagner Show. Stacy, it's great to catch up with you and always great
Same
to have
here.
You on. And once again, tell us what you got coming up. What's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase your books and check out your podcast?
Okay, so you can go on the Complete Herbal Guide, and that's where all my articles are on health-related issues. I have different recipes and different fitness articles to help you. And I also have some of my links where you can go on to my new bookstore, and it's Health and Wellness productions.com, and all my books are listed there. You could also find my books on Amazon. I also have stacychalemi.com website, and that has all my coaching information and has all my videos and other information to help people. And I also offer coaching services as well. So if people want to have me one-on-one and have me, you know, provide them with coaching services, you can go on stacychalemi.com, and I have my coaching services on there. And then we have my epilepsycarecoach.com, and that website is for people with epilepsy who are looking for help and information, and also for coaching services as well.
We're certainly looking forward to it. Once again, Stacy, a very big thank you for your time. You're definitely looking forward to having you soon. We'd like to wish you all the best, and let's chat soon again.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.